And then we found out that Steve Ogden's still in Austin. Usually you're back in Bryan College Station on Friday. What's the deal?
Well, it's April 1st.
Yeah.
And
Has somebody played a joke on you yet already? It's only, yeah.
That's right. It's April Fool's.
Yeah, right.
But we're now into the last 60 days or so of the session. I mean, we've got April and May, and I need to be over here 5 days a week instead of four.
Yeah.
So starting April, I'm going to be over here 5-6 days a week.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday the House was able to, take care of the deficit from last year's budget. Is that right? And now they're going to look ahead and see what they can do about the next 2 years?
Yeah, that's right. And what that bill does is it goes ahead and makes the budget cuts in the current fiscal year that we've been talking about now for 6 months. Plus, it spends a little over $3 billion out of the rainy day fund to get the books to balance. And I don't know what we're going to do with that bill when it gets over here, because it may change a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably an understatement, isn't it?
That's right. So, but not ready to talk about what kind of changes we're going to make, other than I think the budget cuts will stay.
We talked to Fred Brown yesterday, and what's new and different, you know, he had said, is all these members who are members of the Tea Party, if you will,
yeah,
who didn't want to touch the rainy day fund, who wanted to slash and cut, are starting to possibly have some of that reality settle in on them now.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's like everything else, is as you get more information, a little bit more experience, your opinions can change. And one of the things that I think, having run for re-election and having addressed many of these, quote, Tea Party issues in the district, because Tea Party's alive and well in the district,
mm-hmm,
their anger, the Tea Party's anger, was much more focused in Washington, D.C. than it's in the state of Texas. And I think, to a certain extent, members who've been elected have gotten confused signals, because I don't really think the message in last election from the Tea Party was slash and burn state government. It was basically stop raising taxes and quit spending in D.C. That was the message I heard.
Right. We've had Steve Ogden joining us this morning from Austin. This morning we had Eddie Colson on, speaking at least for the College Station School District, but voicing, echoing a concern that all superintendents have, and that is that they just don't feel like they can live with the largest cuts that have been discussed in Austin.
Yeah, you know, but yes, they can.
Okay.
In the Senate, we're not even talking about cuts. I think one of the things that surprises people is that the cuts that are being talked about with respect to school funding are really less of an increase than what the statute suggests. So the cut is not as big of an increase as we're used to. And I think the voters kind of rejected that kind of notion that a cut is, that an increase is a cut, because it's not as big as it was supposed to be.
Right.
In the Texas Senate, state appropriations for public education that we approved last week are $1.5 billion higher than what we're doing in the current biennium. So at least the Texas Senate is not talking about cutting public education funding at all. Now, that doesn't mean that the budgets are not tight, because you do have inflationary pressures and you do have growth pressures. And I readily admit that the increase in funding doesn't cover all of the additional costs associated with inflation and growth, but it's not a cut.
Now, yesterday, Senate Finance Committee, you voted $4.3 billion in health spending for 12 and 13.
You know, I'm impressed, because it started out at 4.8, and at the end I cut it back to 4.3, and you picked it up. I did it in about 30 seconds. Yeah. I wasn't sure anybody noticed.
Well, yeah, got that. It was written down. It was written down someplace for me, so I was able to.
I am impressed.
Well, thank you. Okay, but again, there are a lot of people who think that they thought they were going to get more back in there, and so of course, as you would expect, when you're standing there before the guys and gals with the money, you'd like to get more.
Well, the area of more is primarily with Medicaid. And what we did yesterday is we restored $4.3 billion in general revenue and about $8 billion in all funds to Health and Human Services above the base bill, which is a lot of money. But based on what I'm told, it still doesn't fully fund the anticipated cost associated with Medicaid, because Medicaid is an entitlement. And what that means is that we can't cap spending on Medicaid. If we participate in this program with the federal government, if you show up and you're entitled, you get the service regardless of how much money we've appropriated. And what I'm told right now is that without some relief from the federal government or some statutory changes, we're still underfunding Medicaid by about $3 billion. And how I'm going to cover that, I'm not sure yet, but it's something that we're going to have to address.
Now,
so when we talk about more money in Health and Human Services, it's really how much more money do we need to put into Medicaid?
Last week we talked about, you've talked about it before, but as recently as last week, you mentioned that you're going to introduce a constitutional amendment about having the ability to raise the state fuel tax up to a maximum of 5 cents. So we were discussing this earlier this morning, as we have the president earlier this week talking about we need to move to hybrid technology, electric cars, that sort of thing. Is there anything to indicate that, yes, that tax can go up, but there'll be fewer gallons of fuel used in the future, and so that tax might not reach the revenue projection, say, 5, 7, 8, 12 years down the road?
Well, the gasoline tax that I'm talking about has to do with covering debt service on bonds.
Right.
So it's not directly connected to any kind of growth in revenue because we're using more gasoline or not. It's how much, what does the tax need to be to pay debt service? And it can go up and down. It doesn't have to be 5 cents. It's whatever the debt service requires.
But as you float more bonds, there'd be more money.
If we float more bonds, yes. But one of the criticisms of the gasoline tax is exactly what you said, and that is that people have said that it's a user tax, but if users are using less fuel because the cars are more efficient or they're not using fuel at all, the tax may disappoint. And I can't fix that today, but it's a legitimate long-term concern about how much should we rely on gasoline taxes to pay for the roads.
Sure. Finally, let's talk about something. It's a local issue that is going to be affected by what happened in the Senate this week, and that is, folks remember that some of the numbers as far as salaries at BTU could not be released, and that was going to have to take a legislative change in Austin. Y'all voted on that this week, huh?
Well, I initially introduced legislation to repeal the provisions in the statute that gave public utilities confidentiality on competitive matters. I just said, let's just repeal it. I don't think they need it. Mm. But there were over 70 public utilities that were affected by that statutory change, and my staff went to work with them and basically the open government advocates and produced a bill yesterday that will no longer allow public utilities to keep salary secret. I mean, it eliminates that ability to do that. And it was embraced by all the different entities that are interested in the bill. So that bill's going to pass out of the Senate, probably unanimously.
Interesting.
And I that was a pleasant surprise because I thought that thing was going to be pretty controversial. And my staff did a really good job of working through those issues. And And I'm happy to say that, at least right now, all sides on that issue were pretty well happy with what we did.
What's going to happen between now and next Friday?
Well, we're going to see. The big news is the House is probably going to be in session all weekend, and they'll be sending two major pieces of legislation, actually essential piece of legislation, over to the Senate. The one was one we talked about earlier about covering the current deficit, and the other one is the budget for the next 2 years. And the spotlight will shift to us about, okay, what are y'all going to do with this? So that's what we're going to do next week.
All right, and what, a couple of weeks for you to get it hashed out on your side, you think?
I think what I think I'll be able to do is I'm going to try to vote the Senate's version of the appropriations bill out of the Senate either Holy Thursday or Good Friday.
Oh, all right, there you go. You
so that's we got, I guess, about 3 weeks.
All right. You heard it here first, as you do a lot of stuff. Hey, thanks for the time, Steve.
Okay, see you.
All right, bye.
Bye.